work on that. We'll get Mr. Blinn to start working on that.
The Darren Dome.
The Darren Dome. We need to hear the music. Shall we hear the recruiting music? Maestro, can you play us a little Fighting Irish football recruiting update music? Ah, there it is. Now we can officially start talking Notre Dame football recruiting with Carter Carls, who covers Fighting Irish football recruiting for the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com, the Texas A&M grad, fresh back from Death Valley, watching his Aggies put up a valiant effort against the defending national champions, but Clemson wins by 14. The Aggies covered, though, which could be more important to others than the actual final score of the football game. So, Carter, welcome back to the program. Briefly, I would like you to explain to me why you did not go to the Smoking Pig, despite Eric telling you how great it is.
Well, you know, when you're on a trip with multiple people, everyone's got their egos and their own plans, what they want to do. And I guess my ego didn't outweigh the people we were with. They wanted to go eat at Subway, which hurt my feelings, but that's what we did.
They must have had one of those two-for-half-price specials, because I don't know how you can pass up on the Smoking Pig, but apparently that happened. Eric, I just saw your reaction to that story. I'm not going to ask you to respond, because the look on your face told the whole story when he mentioned where they went instead. If it was Red Lobster or something, or some this really cool local place, but that's not exactly what I was looking for.
To their credit, it's really because every store had, or every restaurant had, a million people in them. And of course, no one's going to go to Subway on a game day, so...
I know a few. All right. We'll talk more about this Saturday in the press box. Well, New Mexico's the home opener, so not a lot of pizzazz. So are there any important visitors that are going to be coming to the University of Notre Dame on Saturday?
Yeah, not a lot of pizzazz from a recruiting standpoint, but it is kind of the first weekend they can host recruits. It'll be the first weekend they host recruits since June, actually, when they had their final official visit in mid-June, that final weekend. So they're going to have one commit present in 2021 offensive lineman, Blake Fisher. He's a local product out of Avon, Indiana. So I expect him to be at a few games this year, this one being the first. And then there's going to be a pretty big tight end out of Colorado of the 2021 class, Sam Hart, coming into town. Notre Dame has offered him recently, and they really like taking two tight ends when they take tight ends. So they have Kane Barong committed out of Georgia, and so this would be their number two tight end out of the 2021 class. This is really going to be the focus this fall season for Notre Dame is 2021 recruiting. The 2020 recruiting class is almost full, so 2021 will be the focus. That's where a lot of the visitors will be out of the 2021 class.
Well, I just received news, Darren, that I will not be submitting the first question. We now have to submit our questions in writing before the show even starts. So I'm befuddled. So I'm going to go out in the spirit of that. I'm going to go out of order here and say, Carter, If Notre Dame had to hit a home run at one position in 2021, who would it be?
Well, you had to write that to me for me to answer it, but I'll be a good sport and answer it for you. I think if there's a position that Notre Dame really needs to hit a home run in 2021 is safety, just because there are questions at that position as far as depth is concerned. Next year, if Alohi Gilman decides to forego his final season and go to the NFL draft, there's a possibility Notre Dame has just three scholarship safeties next year, Kyle Hamilton, DJ Brown, and Litchfield Adjavon. So they need more bodies at that position. There's been talk, okay, will they move a guy like Houston Griffiths? Will they move someone like Cam Hart? Is that in the cards? But I think the best solution is to recruit hard at that position. 2020, they've yet to seal a commitment from a 2020 safety. And so I think that will also be a focus for the rest of this fall. They'll go after someone like Malcolm Green. They could maybe move one of their cornerback commits to the safety position. But I think, you know, you look at the class already, they've got their quarterback. They've got a pretty good offensive lineman. They've got some defensive linemen. They got a tight end. So safety really seems like that position they need to secure.
Carter Carls talking Fighting Irish football recruiting. Let's talk about the quarterback position. Tyler Buckner, has he looked strong so far? Yeah. Have you seen anything from him so far this year?
He has looked spectacular. I mean, Tyler Buckner, out of the 2021 class, committed to Notre Dame in the spring, and there was a lot of questions with him. He had never started in a complete game at the high school level. He was on the bench his freshman year. His sophomore year, the very first drive of his first game ever starting, he tears his ACL. He spends the next 9 months, 8 months rehabbing, getting back to shape. He really wasn't at 100% until May or June of this year. But a lot of question marks as far as what will he look like against 11 defenders. What will he look like with live action tackling, bringing people to the ground? Because he looked good in 7-on-7. He looked good throwing against the air, but it's a whole different story when you're throwing against 11 defenders trying to rip your head off. So he has looked really good so far. Last week he had maybe one of the best games a Notre Dame commit has ever had. He had 9 touchdowns, 465 yards passing, 295 yards rushing. He had about, I mean, I can't do math, but that's over 700 total yards. So that is one crazy performance. It was a 71-42 win. It wasn't like the competition he was facing was terrible. It was one of the strongest teams on their schedule in Matter Day. So really impressive effort. I would say the big things that stand out to me about him is where he's at from a lower body standpoint. You know, when you recover from an ACL injury, you never know what it's going to look like as far as how much you can get on the ball and things of that nature. And he has looked good in that aspect. He's really good at making across his body kind of throws, those off-kilter, off-tilt throws. He has shown a lot of leg strength. He told me that his leg strength has never been stronger, so I think he's recovered well from the injury, and he's looking 100%.
Carter, if you had gone to the Smoking Pig, it would have improved your math. So my question, Notre Dame has made Georgia a recruiting priority. Which Georgia recruits are on Endy's radar? And I assume that we're talking about 2021.
Yeah, 2021, because 2020, yeah, again, I mean, there's really only a couple spots left. But as far as Georgia recruiting goes, it's always going to be a priority for Notre Dame. It's one of the hottest beds of recruiting and talent. And one of the guys that really stands out to me is Deon Colsey, wide receiver out of Georgia. He visited Notre Dame camp this summer and just really stood out. Looked like a 4- or 5-star kind of player. Just looked like a completely different athlete than other guys at that Notre Dame camp. And so he's going to be an important priority, and I think he could. He has a lot of mutual interest. He's really interested in Notre Dame. A couple other names to just kind of look forward to. Linebacker Barrett Carter didn't accept any linebackers this class in 2020 for Notre Dame, so linebacker could be a position to look for Barrett Carter. And then safety David Daniel. We talked about how important safety will be in 2021, and David Daniel might be one of the best in that class, so he's one to watch as well.
Carter Carls from the South Bend Tribune filling us in on the latest Notre Dame football recruiting news here on WSBT Radio. So the 2020 class is pretty close to being filled up. They're working on 21. Dare I ask how far along they are with the 2022 recruiting class?
It's pretty insane to talk about the 2022 class. You never know. I mean, these guys are entering their sophomores in high school. Some of these guys can't even drive yet. So guys that look like 5 stars could end up being 3 stars by the time it's all said and done. But as far as 2022 recruiting goes, Notre Dame's a little behind from where they were last year with 2021. Only got a couple guys offered, and wide receiver Tyler Morris, cornerback Jaden Gould. By the end of last season, Notre Dame had 14 2021 guys offered. A lot of those guys had taken visits, had seen Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was comfortable. Okay, these guys are young. They could still have a lot more development that we'll have to see and evaluate, but we know what we're getting out of that kid. So I think this year will be about hosting some of those 2022 recruits that are on their radar and offering them. So I could see, 10, 12, 15 2022 kids get offered. And so you're going to start hearing some of those names here in the coming months. And but again, that will be kind of more the background. 2021 will be the big focus. A lot of those big games, I'm expecting Virginia and USC to be the biggest recruiting weekends for Notre Dame. As far as official visits go, commitment, the 2020 commits will be taking their official visits to Notre Dame. And then really the only official visit that's set in stone right now is Ramon Henderson for the Virginia game. Colin Gamble, it's looking unlikely now that he's going to be taking his official visit for the Virginia game. He had previously thought that he would, but it's looking like he might commit to California soon. So as far as official visits go, uncommitted recruits, really only expecting one or two, maybe three official visits. Going to be quiet, a quiet fall for the 2020 class. Really, 2021 and 2022 will be that focus.
Okay, Carter, I'm going way off the board here. I'm protesting submitting my questions early. I feel like I don't know where this is all headed.
Remember the Bob Knight show?
Yeah.
Used to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they could just make up the questions the media asked. You know, what's your favorite color, Brian? Anyways, I'm moving on, but I am bitter.
Another Bob Davey reference.
Seriously, I was embracing change, and now I'm upset. But I'm going to go in a different direction. You did a film study on the Notre Dame's defense, and when you were watching the Notre Dame defense, did you feel like the run defense got progressively better? Did it match up with the stats? Because obviously, Louisville wasn't running as much later. There were sacks did you see fewer missed tackles, better run fits in the second half than in the first half?
Well, like you said, it was kind of hard to evaluate just because Louisville's throwing the ball more. But I thought generally Notre Dame kind of understood what they were getting. I thought a lot of it was jitters and adjustment. You know, Scott Satterfield, he never coached a game at Louisville. And I still saw some of the mistakes you saw from guys like Drew White and Asmar Bilal in the first couple drives. I saw those same mistakes happen later in the game on occasion. They weren't as frequent, but you would see instances where, you know, a guy would be running to the right and both of the linebackers running to the left. You would see a linebacker miss a tackle in space or something of that nature. Drew White and Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah both missed a couple tackles. So, I thought it was just kind of up and down, a mixed bag, where I thought at the beginning it was especially bad, and then they did get progressively better, but there were still some rocky, bumpy spots in the road where, okay, hey, this is a costly play. You got to make that tackle. You got to be gap assignment. You got to be gap sound. So, it was just kind of all over the place.
Do you have any jokes you could tell Eric right now? He's a little grumpy. Or say something funny. Do you have one of your odd notes you could throw in at the end of this? Fun facts?
Man, a lot of pressure. I feel like I'm fun facted out.
Okay.
I've got to think of this.
Okay, fair enough. I'll try to think of something over the next couple of moments. I've got a golf joke for him that I can tell off the air. That might perk him up a little bit. Tyler, what are you working on for the South Bend Tribune? And
you called him Tyler.
Tyler, I just did it, didn't I?
Yep.
Carter, what's
There's
coming up in the South Bend Tribune or IndyInsider.com?
He was confused, Carter, because you said it was one of the hottest beds in the country.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Eric.
Hey, I'm going to make all kinds of errors in my pre-written question to Coach Kelly tonight, so don't feel bad about it.
The opinions of Eric Cancer are not necessarily those of Darren Carter or WSBT Radio. I know, I'm trying to think of something funny to say to loosen you up. My goodness. I'll get Joe Smith on the line. Maybe he'll entertain you about Indiana swimming for a couple of minutes. How's that?
Like a mini scandal recently with like an assistant coach.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't do anything right. I bring up somebody for fun and they got a scandal going on. Carter, what's coming up in the Tribune? IndyInsider.com. Save us, please.
I am working on a pretty big story about Tommy Tremble, kind of his background. We'll kind of show you who he is on and off the field, some interesting preseason practice stories that I think will add a lot of color to the type of player he is and what he can bring to Notre Dame. Also got articles like the five players to watch, five keys to the game coming up. Had a recruiting story earlier this week, and a whole lot more on IndyInsider.com.
Carter, greatly appreciate your time and the information, and I'll drop Eric off at the Tribune. You can talk to him in a couple of moments.
Buy him some ice cream.
I will do that. How about some dipping dots? Would you like some of those?
No.
I'd like some.
All right, Carter, we'll talk to you later. Oh, gosh. Now I know what it's like to have your grandkids in the back seat.
No kidding.
The pouty face you had on that answer was spectacular.
Oh, gosh.
We'll take a break. I may have to change the My 5. I don't know. We'll do that next on WSBT.
Unbelievable.